Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, from mimicked voices to door handles that jiggled on their own, a South Texas rental had all the charm of a demonic timeshare.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, it does happen to be that program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading us or listening to us so you don't miss any of our episodes. We put out many of them every single day. We do appreciate you pressing subscribe. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. The demonic timeshare line I liked, and it got me thinking.
That'd be my luck.
Do you ever get calls, the telemarketing ones? Yeah, where it's like, can we get you out of here? They just call everybody. Like, do you like your timeshare? Like, and I don't have a timeshare, but you still get the calls. And I had a fun one the other day, because Harper likes me to answer the phone and screw with people, and you know I do too because I kind of taught her that. And so now it's it's just, but it's about timing. Sometimes you're just not in the mood to be doing. But anyway,
oh for real,
yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes it's that. Like you got to be ready. But anyway, I had one the other day. This is when I was over here alone. And are you happy with your timeshare? And I'm like, what did you find in it? And they're like, well, no, this is about, are you happy with it? Like, I'll be whatever you want me to be with it as long as the feds aren't involved. I basically insinuated that, like, I kind of murdered somebody in the timeshare and I was treating this guy who's like trying to get you out of it.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. It was interesting just how straight they kept it too. And it was a human being, because I know there's a lot of AI ones out there now, but this was a real human. And
I had one. I kept getting this call and it looks like it's from my area code,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It was different numbers. And I'd have to pick up because my mom is in a nursing facility, yep, and sometimes the nurses call from their cell phones.
Yep.
So I always have to pick up, and it kept being, and it sounded like someone from another country asking me if I want to sell my home.
Mm.
It just kept happening. Like, so finally about the 10th one, I asked the guy, why the hell would I sell my house to you? And he's like, well, because we can offer you a really great deal. I said, because this is so legit. Like, this sounds like such a great idea. I have no idea who you are. Absolutely. I think I want to sell you my house. Who has ever said that to you?
Yeah.
I was like, well, you don't have to be like that. And I said, why would I not call a realtor?
Yeah.
Why are you so legit? Like, you're not going to screw me over at all, are you? And he's like, it's so funny. He hung up on me.
Yeah. That's fun.
I was just kind of pissed off about it. And you know what? They have not called me once since. And I was getting about 5 a day.
That's how you get off the lists. You start screwing
and I think
with them.
I got off the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was happening so nonstop. And I'm like, if I want to sell my house, I would just call someone to help me sell my house. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. I'm sure this transaction's secure and everything.
Oh, I like the ones that call and ask you, what kind of medications you're taking, and then we can get you anything. Like,
yeah, I've not had that one yet.
I
can't wait till I do.
I go with those ones for a while. Yeah, I mean, I go on like all sorts of like long trips with those folks.
That one would be fun.
And like, they get angry. They're like, oh, you motherfucker, blah, 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 and they really get pissed off. And it's, yeah, there's a guy on YouTube, and hang on, I had to take a sip. There was going to cough. There's a guy on YouTube. I forget what his name is. There's probably more than one. But this one hacker guy, gets into these people calling them. And a lot of times you have to do something online. It's a lot of, these are like kind of the Windows, like, well, fix your Windows type problem people. That call, and you need to do this on your computer, and they usually get older people to do it, and then they basically help control your computer.
Take over everything.
And he's a hacker, so there's a point, you know, where the two are connected to computers, and he's been able to like get into their like databases and shit, and just delete stuff and records, and take access to their like security cameras and like watch them and. Mess. It's hilarious.
I could not love that more.
It's a great, it's like, yeah, it's one of those, it's a rabbit hole that you get down on YouTube and it's like, oh, I got nothing to do today. Even though you do, but you just like want to keep watching it because it's such a train wreck. It's good. I'll see if I can find the name of it during the phone call here.
That guy should get an award.
Oh,
like recognition for that.
Yeah, it's he's got a lot of followers. I'll see if I can find the right one. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to this caller and hear your ghost story. Go for it.
Hi, my name is Laura. So I'm from South Texas. I'm definitely sensitive and have extra abilities. Definitely a paranormal magnet. And I have a lot of stories. I'm going to tell you one that happened in a house that my parents were renting a few years back. So I was living in California at the time, and I decided to move back home for a while, and I stayed with my parents. So I moved back. The house that they were renting was just so weird. It just felt off. Sometimes it would just feel really heavy. Just very uncomfortable. And before I even moved back, my mother would tell me some stories that she was experiencing in that house. She would say that, you know, things would be moved, and when she would be alone, she would hear a noise in the other room, you know, but she would just try to ignore it. Either way, so I moved. I immediately just knew there was something up with that house. So first thing that happened to me, I was in the shower. And I was alone, and I definitely felt that something was in the shower with me, like in the bathroom. And I would just, you know, I knew nobody was home. I knew nobody was going to be in the bathroom with me, but I continued to, you know, peek my head out the shower curtain, you know, and just check it out, but there's nobody there. And so there was that. What really got me was this thing would like to mimic my mother's voice. what got me the most to this day when I think about it. It just shakes me to my core is when I heard it call my name in my own voice. I can just even hear it right now in my head. It's just, oh, it's just so creepy. So when this happened, I got in late from hanging out with friends. I just decided to just pass out in the living room. Everybody was asleep. I'm laying down. My dog comes up on the sofa with me, and he starts growling down the hallway. And my dog doesn't growl. He's very sweet, and he's kind of a jerk, but he's sweet. So either way, he starts growling. I'm just kind of like, shh. And he starts growling louder. So then I sit up, and I'm looking down the hallway because I have a feeling just down the hallway. Being sensitive, I didn't want to open myself up, you know, in my parents' house, because then I just knew I would be completely uncomfortable and I had to live there for a little while until I moved out. So either way, so I'm looking down the hallway. I see nothing. I'm just listening. My heart started to just pump like crazy. My dog is getting antsy and still growling. So, you know, I just got him, laid back down, just covered myself up, and was just kind of trying to ignore the feeling and pass out. You know, a few minutes passed, and then I started hearing, you know, I'm like, what is that noise? Everybody's asleep. So I, you know, peek over from the sofa, and I can see down the hallway. There's nothing there. I know everybody's asleep. I'm getting that really heavy feeling again that I was going to be attacked by something. So I was starting to get really scared, you know, but I just kind of try to keep my shit together. And that's when I heard my voice, you know, saying, Laura, Laura. I thought it was my mom. So I kind of just peeked over again, and I can see, you know, that there was no lights on. All the doors are closed, so everybody was asleep. And that's when I was just like, okay. And I remember I just stood up and said, like, shut up. Leave me alone. And I didn't hear anything the rest of the night. And I told my parents what happened. The next day, my mom was like, I'm telling you, stuff happens in this house and we don't know why, but we just choose to ignore it. There was a time where my sister and I both heard my mom's voice, you know, calling for her. And the way we heard it was in a tone that my mom, you know, usually would use, you know, to call my sister. It was kind of like, Christy, Christy, that's my sister's name. I know it sounds funny, but so about that, I'm in the dining room. My sister's in the living room, and I remember she was just so frustrated. All she wanted to do was just sit down and just stuff her face with ice cream. And I'm just kind of laughing at her, you know, because she just gets frustrated easily, either way. So then I'm on a laptop, minding my own business, and then that's when we both heard it, my mom's voice calling out for my sister. So my sister, you know, she's the nice one, and she's like, okay, I'm coming. And I'm just kind of like, that's why I have selective hearing, kind of choose to ignore her. You know, yeah, I'm kind of a jerk daughter either way. All right. So then my sister goes to my parents' room. I can just hear them faintly talking. Then my sister, you know, yells for me. And she's like, Laura, come over here. So I go over there. And then she's like, did you not hear, you know, mom call my name? And I'm like, yeah, I heard you. My parents both looked at each other. And they looked at us, and my mom was like, I'm telling you, we hear stuff in the house. It's really freaky. You know, that we just, my sister and I just looked at each other, and we got chills. And we're like, okay, go back to our business. My sister and I were just creeped out the rest of the night. A lot of stuff would happen in that house. Just mainly what it was this thing like to move doorknobs, especially if you were in the bedroom. That happened to my brother a lot, to the point where my brother actually came to sleep with me because he was uncomfortable in his room. He was saying that he would hear a knock and that his doorknob would jiggle. So he would open the door and there's nobody there. That happened. There would be times where I would be taking a nap and then suddenly I would hear this loud voice just yell, wake up! So loud, and I would wake up, and I'm here thinking, did I just hear that? Was I dreaming? Because that sounded like it was just in my face. And my sister was experiencing the same thing. She would have weird dreams, you know, every other night of seeing a shadow figure in the house. There was times that we would see shadows, you know, out of the corner of our eyes. That house was just crazy. And like I said, being sensitive, I didn't want to completely open myself up and know exactly what was there, because then I just would have to live with it until I moved out. And, you know, so I just kind of, you know, try to just hold myself together until I left. Man, I just dreaded. I just dreaded that house. Like, I would go out with friends and I would just be thinking, okay, if I leave, you know, at this time, I'll get home. My dad will surely be awake and I can at least have him awake in the house and just be like, you know, okay, good night, Dad, and go to sleep. You know, but then, you know, so now it's like last call and I'm like, damn it, I have to get home and it's late. And I would just pull up the driveway and I would just look at the house like, I do not want to go in there, just dreading walking in. Every time I went to the front door to unlock it, it just felt that, it just felt like something would just rush up on me, you know, just so aggressive. And it happened almost every night that I would come in late. So that's why I just hated, you know, going out and coming in late, but I just continued on either way. So all that happened in that house, there's definitely a lot more that happened in the house, like we'll just go on and on talking about it. But that's my story that happened in a house that my parents were renting out in South Texas. After I left, they moved out shortly after. And for that reason, because my mom just couldn't stand what was happening. And she said it actually got worse when I left. She was saying that they would hear a whole lot more voices. You know, things would definitely be moved and she can tell. Like, she would leave like a dish out somewhere and then it would be moved to a completely different counter when she knew she left it, you know, like by the microwave or whatnot. So yeah, that's my story. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for sharing that story. Thoughts on all of that?
You know, I think it's interesting when you live in a haunted house like that, that she goes out with her friends, but the house is so haunted, she wants to get home before her parents go to bed.
Yeah. But
you know you live in a haunted house when it's like,
yeah,
my parents are going to be going to bed pretty soon. I've got to get home.
Yeah.
Nobody ever. But she wanted to be home because it was too scary to walk in there when it's dark and everyone's asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was creepy. And then hearing names and stuff and it sounds like everybody in the family had an experience.
Yeah. The whole it sounds like someone, but it's not. That's creepy.
That mimicking thing. That is creepy.
Yeah. She said like it sounded like her mom, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. And then like at the beginning when she's taking a shower and feels like somebody's watching her in there.
Yeah.
That is a really bad feeling because that's vulnerable.
It is. That's why I got over that. I just put a webcam up in my shower and now it's like anybody who wants to and nobody watches. So I'm kidding.
Dang it. Nobody ever watches
that's
me.
That's how you get over that.
sorry, watches you.
The thing is, there's probably a lot of people who make a living doing exactly just that. And yes, that's the world we live in today. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you'd like to get access to our ad-free episodes, bonus episodes, and all that, check us out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.